Shami Peya Daf Chaf Beis. The Mishnah, bottom of Chaf Alef of the Beis. The Mishnah continues about the halachas of what halachas of a Peya, of when is Makuyev you can take Peya on other fields. Other halachas of Peya when it requires separate fields, separate payas, separate taking of Peya, or you need to, or you can do one for many. Says the Mishnah, Azari has a Sadam and a Minachot. A person plants his field with one type of species, one min. Even though he makes two granos, two threshing floors, which basically means that he processes it in two different lots, two different, he's doing it separately. He plans on, even though it's the same min, even though it's one min, but he wants to make two separate things out of it, two separate, piles and grow them separately. So and process them separately. So look, even though he does that, the Mishnah says, no, you still do one peya. Because it goes, basar, the fact that it's one min. One min makes it together. Even though you're doing separately, separate granos, you're still only one min. Basar, shnei min. If you did two minin, you planted two species, but you're doing them all together in one threshing, in one process. No, since shnei peyos. The halakha is you give two peyos. So there, the Gemara is discussing great detail. Halakha is what's to consider the din, the chi of peya is the min that you do. Chi of peya is the piling it up separately. What is considered? So we said the halakha is this: each min is separately requires a separate peya. That's what we already said before. Is it in the raisa? We said this in the beginning of the masechta, and therefore that's the halakha here as well. It's a separate din. Each one requires a separate min peya, and therefore that's what you're mechuyev to do, regardless of whether the whether it's one gairin or not. It goes by the din of the minim more than the gerinus itself. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, we'll discuss this in the Gemara a little bit more detail. What if Adam says, if you have Zoresh, Sadeh, Shnei Minim, Chitam, a person went and planted his field with two types of wheat. Gemara says, us and gerinakos, if you plan to make one gerin, one threshing process, one gerin for both minim, no sabeh, you still give one pay, even though stay minim, stay minechitim, stay granos, but if you have two granos, those are stay payos. You're making two, so it's two separate minechitim, and two granos, the halakha is here, you do separate over here. Now, what's the shayla? Why is that? Because lemaisa, when you, the wheat, even though it's both wheat, but here there's a special din. The Gemara is going to explain what the source is. It's a, the Gemara is going to ask where do we get it from. Now look, is a special din if you're making wheat particularly, and you go, that goes based upon the amount of threshings you're going to do, the amount of separate. If you're making separate piles, separate threshings, then it's two. If you make it one, it there doesn't go by the shtei minim chitim, it goes by the one goyrin that you do. Why is this different than the case before? The Gemara is going to explain this, to why this case is different. Says the Mishnah. It was a ma'isa, which is Rabbi Shimon, a mitzvah of Rabbi Gamliel. It was a ma'isa that happened that Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel planted this case here, shtei minichitin, and he made it, he did it in front of Rabbi Gamliel. He came in front of Gamliel to ask him what to do. Which, do you do one or you two? The goof, exactly this case in the Mishnah was the case that he's asking about whether he requires one pay or two pay. Elishka Zagazes. And Gamliel didn't have the answers. He went to Elishka Zagazes. He went to Elishka Zagazes to where the Sanhedrin was. They asked the Shilas. Nachman Alibra said, I have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yashia, Shekiba Mayaba, who accepted it from his father, who heard it from his father. He had a Kabbalah from his father. And the Shekiba Mayaba from his father. And Shekiba Mayaba, Shekiba Menazugos, that he was Makabal from the Zugos, from the peers. Makabal from the Zugos. Which we're talking about? Shekiba Menazugos. He says he heard it from his father. He said his current Shnayim Shnayim. The Perkei Avos, when it says Shnei Zugos, means the Tanoim, the Mishnah Mishnah, two Shnei Zugos. That we have a set of a few generations where there was two Zugos, two pairs. One was the Abbez and one was the Rosh Sanhedrin. And they worked hand in hand. And we said that the Shekiba Menazugos, the first ones, and they became Naviyim, the Mekaba from the Naviyim. Zugos, we know we spoke about. You have a Hill of Shammai. You have the list that is mentioned in the Mishnah and the Pirkei Avos, the list of the first number of Zugos. And he said they were Makabel from the Neviim. The Halacha Moshe Sinai. That's Halacha Moshe Sinai. That what's the Halacha Moshe Sinai? Zayas name and Achitim Achitim. You have two types of wheat. You plant it. You give one peish, shnei granos, no sin shnei peish. You do two granos, exactly the halakha of the Mishnah. So our difference, our Mishnah said over the halakha, didn't say where the source of it. Now it's telling you the source of the Mishnah is halakha Moshe Sinai, that it's based upon the din daraisa, deraisa, but not a mokah in the pasuk in the Torah. But lochem yisina, tradition from Moshe Mi'sinai, it comes from the Nevi'im, that this is the source that you give based upon whether you do one gairin or two gairinos is the halacha, not the shtei minichitin, but rather what shtei minichitin. So the Moshe says one is chamas a lebanon, one is a dark, and one is white flour, one is a dark flour. So in such a case, you go by the gairin echad or shnei gairinos is what makes a din achi of pay or not. Says the Gemara, Amar goes as a day, you plant a new field. Gemara says, you give two payers. Gemara says, what's the halacha? Let's see halacha. Katzah shekatzah gido, katzah shek Moses. Person planted in two types of wheat. A wheat, and the Moshe says a wheat and a brown one. Gemara says, katzah shek Moses. You planted half white and half brown. So let's go now. You made all to do with one guy, one threshing. Then the Gosset shek goes. But you went ahead and you decided to change your mind, and you made two instead. Two instances. What do you do? So we know already the Mishnah says if you do one, it's one. If you do two, it's two separate payas. Here, he started together, make one, and then he changed his mind to make two. So what's the halacha in such a case? What do you do? Is it nothing to pay me kolekot or not? What do you do? So at the Mishnah, at the Gemara, in this case, in a mafish mina agadah salashmadah, you don't give payah from the white onto the dark. And lo b'kil b'sof, then begin at the end. Therefore, what's the halacha? Is you go by the beginning. So the halacha is that in the beginning you separated the two, then you do separate payas. You do separate one for each one. But over here, since you mix them together, we go by what's the maskana. Your maskana was that you did making into one granos. If you did into one garon, then halacha is then you have each one's payas. So and if separate one you decide to do two, you do two. If you mix these two together and you did in one garon like you wanted to do originally, it's one payah. But now, since you changed it, you go bust at the end, and then with the bechil of a sof, the halacha is you go ahead, neither at the end, it's two separate, in two separate granos. Therefore, the halacha is, you go ahead, and you go ahead here, you do two separate payas. What about katzah, kitchen, and galdah, for katzah, knows? The other way around, when you harvested half of the white and half of the brown, that's so you go to make two granos. But then you change them, and also go to nothing. Just the opposite. Now you went ahead, you did one. What's the halacha? Mafish mina, oh, you give payah from the white in the first part, and the brown in the second part. Umar says, all the other way around, and you go ahead, therefore you can't mix it together. And if in such a case, you got to make two pays as well. So we hear the same thing, you go ahead, you have to separate the two to make it go bust at the beginning. You don't go by the beginning makshava, the end makshava, you do both. Says the Gemara, what about a case was, Pirshim Rabban Agadah al-Pagudah. He went and he gave payah from the first part, from the part of the wheat, of the white one. Then you went ahead and you did the second one. And you gave from the second one, now you want to go ahead, so you mix together the first and the second, so you have to give payah from the beginning, and you have to give payah from the second one. Because Shekila Sasadeh, but if you already completely harvested the whole field, well, Shekila Sasadeh, or you didn't go ahead and harvest the whole field, then you don't give payah from mixed together, you can't do it. Because why? Because the whole field wasn't harvested yet. So then you have to give payah from the part that's left. Now, if you harvested the whole field, so you have no choice, you're ready to, you harvested all of it. Now you mix together the white and the brown in the beginning and the end. Now look, you have to give the white from the beginning and the white from the end part. And the same thing with the brown. But if you left over things, you didn't do the whole field, you left over things growing on the field, then we don't care about the mixed together of the brown or the white. The halacha is, you have to go give the mafresh, you have to give from the end, you have to give from what's left over. You have to give from what's left over in the field. Similarly, you went in, you harvested half the white, and Mar says, the kol hashmas, all the brown field, all the other way around. Mar says, garinach, make one garinach, and then make two granos. Mafresh ben aris alagato, you have to give payah from the part that wasn't yet harvested on the white, unto the and you have to give the entire brown is part of the payah because you mix together. You don't give payah from the mixture. Therefore, on the brown that you did the whole brown field, you don't give payah. But on the white that you didn't, you only did part of it. You have to give payah on the part that you weren't harvested. That's a look at the Mishnah. So that's the Mishnah. He planted, didn't know what to do. He then went ahead and he asked the Shiloh, he said, we have a couple of us, look how much we see now. The Gemara has a question, what does this mean? What does the Mishnah mean? Oh, Zerav Yelkanon, in Bodo Alok, the Alok comes to your attention, and you don't know what to do, I'll tell you about it. Don't go ahead and change it and say, give a spur to the Mishnah reason. Say, Kama, Alokos, Nemo, Moshe, Mishnah, Bekulam, Mishkaros, Mishnah. And you're all put together in the Mishnah. You're all mixed in the Mishnah. In other words, words, what does the Gemara tell you? Halacha. If you come alone and you have a Mishnah, you learn a Mishnah, you don't know what the reason for the Mishnah is, you don't explain it. Matamos or Halacha says the Premosha, at the Figo Dabraka. Don't start saying your own svaras as to why the Mishnah is this way. Why? Because you've been mazalz on the Mishnah, because maybe the Halacha is like our Mishnah here. The Mishnah gives a Tam. The Tam is Halacha Moshe Sinai, that there is no explanation for it. It's only Halacha Moshe Sinai. So don't start giving to your own Tamim, you don't know, because when the Mishnah brings down a reason, it very well could be at the time of the Mishnah, Halacha Moshe Sinai. And therefore, you're minimizing, you're belittling the Halacha of the Mishnah by coming to up with a Svara that is really based upon a source from the Torah. And therefore, you shouldn't do that. And therefore, you shouldn't do it. Don't give your own reasons. I'm Rabbi Abin, where do you see it from? If it wouldn't come along, the halakha of the Mishnah, the two types of wheat, if Nachum the Sefer didn't come along and tell us that he has a Messiah back, halakha from the Sinai, from the Zugos, all the way back from the Nevi'im, we would never know the halakha. We would never know the Mishnah. So, therefore, to know the halakha of the Mishnah, to understand the halakha of the Mishnah, which based upon that teaches us other halakhas, we need to know, not for that, we would be stuck. We wouldn't know the halakha of the Mishnah, what to do, how to pass in this halakha. And we wouldn't know how to pass in this case and other cases that are similar to this as well. Says the Gemara, that's what knows, said halakha is Echdol Rebbe Tarasi. And the Pasuk says, I have written for him the Pasuk in the Torah, which what does that mean? It's a Pasuk in Hosea, which the Kodesh Baruch Hu says that the Navi is saying, listen, I wrote many halakas, and the Torah, they don't listen to them. Chazal does not accept halakas. What does that mean? What's he telling you? The Torah, most halakas are written in the Torah. Most halakas are not written down in the Torah Mefurish. El Ruban, you give them Torah Midrashman Aksav. Most of them are drushes. You give them Midas Torah Midrashes. And Torah Midrashman Apeh. And those, many of the halakas we learn out Menapeh from a tradition of Halakha Moshe Sinai, that we learn out the halakas. So the read from the Pasuk itself, that's what the Pasuk means. Doesn't mean that the Pasuk tells you that the things are written in a Torah. No. It doesn't mean they're written in a Torah, but rather we dash them out of the Torah. Says the Rashmi Salu, Reva Torah Tuluya B'Midrash, Ksuvim, Gagon, Klal, Oprat, V'Yito, Gezer, Shova, V'Shamed, all these things are learned out in the drushes. They're prepared. And we don't know them, we have to learn out all the Halakha Moshe Sinai from them. So don't think when the Torah Pasuk says that with the Torah, Kosh Baruch Hu wrote it down in the Torah, and the Torah said people don't listen to them, it doesn't mean they wrote them in the Torah, because they're not in the Torah. In fact, the Mara of V'Cheni, is it true that most of the Halakha of the Torah are not written? Is that true? Ella Gemara says, "Bainet." What it means to tell us is, "Chavivin b'drumim nedrashim nape." The halacha ben Torah is more dear than drumim nedrashim naksav. That Torah shebal peh is more chaviv to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, more than the Torah shebal peh, the Torah shebiksav. Because what's written in the Torah shebiksav, Hakadosh Baruch Hu wrote that, so it's clear. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu left it for us to read and to learn. But most of it, Hakadosh Baruch Hu left for Klai Yisrael to be darish. So it's more chaviv to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, adrashim naksav, that we darshin, rather than things that are written together. You know, there's another way to learn this Gemara, another way to learn this Pasuk, Torasi, these are tochakos. This is the tochakos in the Torah. In Bechukosai, Kisavo. I feel okay, Kamala came with Zarnak Shavu. He must have still had to write them down because Lamaisa, even though I wrote them, Mefurish them. I wrote these in another way to learn the Pasuk. Even though Akash Baruch wrote the tochakos Mefurish to the Klai Yisrael should take heed, should see. However, Klai Yisrael still doesn't listen to it. I feel okay, Lokamu Musa, said the Rish Maslo. Klai Yisrael still didn't take Musa from learning it and changing and doing the proper thing because the tochakos are written. I'm going to have another way to learn. You look, that's a little Torah Tussi. Another way to learn, look, more Zanak Shalak, my Ben Lumos. If the Torah wouldn't have written, I wouldn't read this thing. The Torah would be. What would be the difference between Klaisel and Lumos? Solomon and Motsias Ephraim. Klaisel goes ahead and writes Svarim and Motsias Ephraim. They put Svarim. They all got their, Umos Solomon also has Svarim. Elam Motsias Ephraim. They would produce, Mara says, their own Svarim. Mara says, for Elam Motsian, and the Ephraim. And they would go produce their own Ephraim, their own parchments, their own thing. What does that mean? Says the Rosh Mishalu to explain. That oh, that these people, Lashon Yavam Karan Lashon Dif, they call it Svarim Diftera. So when it says they went ahead and they put out their books, and we put out. And what is the difference is? When it says that they those who go ahead and have a Torah Shabbat Peh, so these things are handed down, Torah Shabbat Peh. So when it says they would be if we wouldn't have written down Torah Shabbat Peh, which was meant to be Shabbat Peh, we would never have known it. Now that we would have been forgotten. So it was written down so that people could remember the generations. The Umos Olam, they write theirs, and we write ours as well. And this is what we write down to be able to keep the. They write down their laws, and we write down Torah, even Torah Shabbat Peh, to remember the laws of the Chachamim, but the laws of the Drushes that we darshan out, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to darshan, he wrote down, and we keep that as on our klophos, on our thing to know what the halacha would be, even much more than the goyim do. Gemara says, "Words of the Torah said with Torah Shabbat. Never do exactly the Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat. Anyway, the Lord made me chaver. We don't know which one's more chaver. Elamad deksiv karasi alpi adur meila itkabrisi beat Yisrael." You see that Kosh Baruch is telling us that the laws of Torah Shabbat Peh is the laws of Torah Shabbat Peh is what makes the bris between Klal Yisrael. But that's something that Kosh Baruch was chaver to them. To him, that Klal Yisrael sits and learns the Torah, dashes his words to learn the Torah that Kosh Baruch wants from us. Therefore, those who have the Peh, the Torah is telling us, is more chaver. Because these are things that the fact that Klal Yisrael wrote it in such a way, Kosh Baruch left it for us to learn, and the Klal Yisrael does learn that law because it comes to the emes of it. That is something that's even more covered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the bris that he created, even more than the Torah Shabbat, the Miksav itself. If you watch what the Torah said, the Torah Shabbat, you watch what the Torah says, Miksav, and he covers the cover bris, I make a special bris with him, and he covers the bris, I'll make a bris with you. You have to be Torah Shabbat Miksav and Torah Shabbat. The other one said, you watch Torah Shabbat Miksav, you keep what the Torah says, Miksav, you'll get Skar, you're not going to get Skar. Same idea, both flew in the same drasha. But the nafkamina is only which the reward comes. Will it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it and will give you the bris, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the reward, even of, if you keep the Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Ksav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guarantee you the reward that you'll get from both Torah Shabbat Ksav and Torah Shabbat Peh, just two different ways to darshan the reading of the pasuk.